Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley. Today it's Friday the 29th of May and I'm joined by Georgia Stevens. First one, Georgia, how are we?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We have, as always, plenty of news to get through, but we're going to start off. Today's the 35th anniversary of the Heysel disaster. There's a little article that's been published on the Liverpool official website, just marking their respects and the same for everyone at Red Men TV. Myself, speak for Georgia, and I will agree with me. Everyone else at Red Men TV, our thoughts are with those people who are affected, the families and the victims. It was quite a sad day in Liverpool's history, and I think, it's one that we always remember. Obviously, Hillsborough is a huge, huge deal, but, I think Heysel is another one that we should never forget either. And quite sadly, we're going to move on to another story, which, of course, we broke yesterday, that football is going to come back, Georgia. There's a statement here from, again, Liverpool's website. So the Premier League released the following statement on Thursday evening. Premier League shareholders today agreed a new provisional restart date for the 2019-20 season of Wednesday the 17th of June, provided that all safety requirements are in place. Villa, Sheffield United, Man City, Arsenal postponed to the due to the EFL Cup will now take place on the 17th of June, followed by a full round match beginning on Friday the 19th of June due to the COVID games will take place behind closed doors. It's difficult, this one, Georgia, because I've obviously got invested interest because, it's my job. So I think, first and foremost, was a huge sense of relief for me. Like most people up and down the country, it's been a stressful 2 months or whatever it's been. So, it's quite nice. I don't think I've had quite the time to appreciate it as a fan of football coming back. But, from your perspective, it's obviously good news, but it's also, be done on safety reasons. It's not kind of just being shoehorned back. I think the important thing to remember, with government guidelines, with the Premier League, it's all agreed between all the clubs that they feel they can go back and play football again.
Yeah, I think we kind of expected it was going to start when we saw the announcement of contact training sort of resuming in a slight way. And I think from what you've seen from players like Sir Jordan Henderson coming out and saying he feels safe and at the same time expressing that, if other players don't, that's their decision. But the idea that all these teams are kind of putting the correct measures in place and they've got the budget and the facilities to do so in the Premier League. So it was only a matter of time, really. But it's great for football to be back, I think, for people up and down the country just to be able to, come together and watch it again.
Does it feel slightly different for you in the sense of, again, it comes back to investing interest. You get to watch your club now. I think everyone's really excited at the Bundesliga coming back and getting to watch some sort of football. But, whether it's not been the same because it's behind closed doors and trying to adjust to a football fan of what is going to be normal for some time. People don't like it and stuff like that. And, we've discussed what broadcasters can do to improve it. But now, it feels like a different excitement because, well, Liverpool winning the league for a while and then it's all the drama of the relegation battle, who gets European spots. It just feels a bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think with the Bundesliga coming back, it was meant both two times people were saying, it was either they were so excited the football was back on the television or people were kind of annoyed that it wasn't as good as they wanted or it wasn't that great or etc. And I think at the end of the day, you had to realise that people had no investment unless you'd been keeping up with the Bundesliga all kind of year, all season, and you had a bit of affiliation. There was no investment for you as a fan watching them games. Whereas now you will have, it's the Premier League, it's who you support for the majority of people. It's your club. And especially for Liverpool fans, it's finally seeing that season come to an end and you know, a title. We can't forget that. Asterisk or whatever, it's a title.
Yeah, no, it's a suppose that as well. It's not as straightforward as that, though, is it, Georgia? This is a developing story. So I had in the agenda David Lynch of the Standard yesterday to Liverpool not expecting to play any matches at neutral venues once the season restarts. He tweeted again the same thing last night. This is a tweet from Ian Herbert, who understand police have identified six fixtures requiring neutral venues when the Premier League restarts. That's Man City v Liverpool, Man City v Newcastle, Man United v Sheffield United, Newcastle v Liverpool and Everton v Liverpool, which obviously might be the game where Liverpool can win the title. It just feels like, Georgia, like football fans can't be trusted. It just feels like a very dated opinion. I don't know what your thoughts are and the people that are listening and watching at home. You know, I kind of thought we were kind of past that. And again, like, I know people don't like mixing politics with sport, but just like, I don't mean it in that sense. I just think that maybe it's played into the minds of the police and the governing bodies who are organising this. You know, is it a repercussion of what's happened in the past couple of weeks with people who are, you know, of high power, high responsibility, doing things that they shouldn't be doing? You know, people in the public are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, of going to beaches and going to parks and, you know, kind of doing that. Have they just looked at what that example is and gone, well, actually, football fans shouldn't be doing that? And it goes even further than that, because it's not just those games, isn't just every football fan. It just feels like the North can't be trusted to go and watch a Liverpool game. And, you know, for my personal view, like, I'm not going to go to Anfield. Like, you know, I would just know it'd be stupid to go and do something like that. And, you know, I'll miss the game, or we'll get to see any celebrations. You know, what's the point? And also, there's not just Liverpool fans just in Liverpool. What's to say that, you know, people around the country of different clubs, you know, a relegation battle, if Bournemouth get out of a relegation battle or West Ham, you know, it's just as easy going to be a group of, you know, people of every club that will spoil it for everybody. And it feels like clubs of the North have just been targeted that they can't be trusted.
Yeah, I think that there's two ways of looking at it. That you understand where they're coming from of a neutral venue side type thing for majority of the clubs. If that was the case, then yeah, okay, I get that, because as we've seen in the kind of past few weeks, it's not just your everyday people, it's people in high positions of power that we know of and some that we probably don't even know of. But the public, in a sense, as a general, has been shown that it can't really be trusted. Now, that's kind of also to do with because of the policies and the kind of rules that have been given out, vague or things like that. That all comes together. But for it to just be these kinds of, from looking at it, basically these northern teams to just say, oh, we need to put yous in a neutral stadium because if something goes well, yous can't, yous will be running riot in the streets. And I know from pretty much every Liverpool fan I've met and I've come across, I don't know one that would think that to do that. I think it's more you'd actually kind of see families, because people are kind of locked down in their family, them sort of celebrations. But at the same time, there probably will be one or two that kind of spoil the fun for everyone. I just think that the fact, like you said, there's Liverpool fans up and down the country. Also, it's a bit kind of harsh on other fans of other clubs. Are they not as, you know, dedicated or whatever to their, or can they just be trusted more? And it whether they've meant it or they've not, it does come across massively as this kind of north-south divide.
Do you think it'd make a difference if it was, if all games were in neutral venues, would that soften the blow? Because I think I don't mind that in that sense. Or, like, you know, either everyone's plays their home games like they should do, or everyone's in neutral venues. And there's also a part of me, which, again, you know, as soon as that league title's done, Liverpool can play the games on the moon, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, that's job done.
Yeah, we said that about kind of, you know, the Bundesliga, there's no real home advantage anymore, except for the fact that it's a familiar surrounding for you, whether that plays into psyches. I mean, at the end of the day, you're professional footballers, where you're playing in a stadium empty shouldn't really matter too much.
No, but so, if you're one of those teams, let's say you're fighting for relegation or whatever, is there not a sense of maybe some individuals and you know yourself from your teammates and stuff like that of having a home comfort of like being in your home changing room and having your routine and not going on an away day or being away from your family?
It's definitely that's the only kind of advantage that you'd see is the fact that you leave from home, you're staying at your actual house, and then you leave from there to go to the stadium. Whereas, these neutral venues, it's long days away, it's staying in a hotel, it's all sorts of factors that go into it. But I do think if there's no fans, that's the main kind of point of a home ground. That's the advantage. That's what gets kind of behind people. And I just, a neutral venue for everyone, it wouldn't really fuss me too much. I mean, seeing Liverpool win the league in a stadium that wasn't quite Anfield would be a bit iffy, but at the same time,
a lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's no fans anyway. That's just.
I think you're right. I've not seen any murmurings or people in YouTube comments or on social media. I've not seen one Liverpool fan that says I don't think I'm going to be stupid enough to say anyway of going to the stadium, whatever, or anything like that. It's all been we've had quite a lot of messages on Instagram and Facebook of people suggesting ideas of doing a massive Zoom party or Liverpool fans putting all the flags outside their house and stuff like that. Anything that's been suggested has been sensible and within the rules.
Well, people's kind of ignorant people's response to these who are trying to justify the fact that Liverpool fans can't be trusted is throwing out the Man City sort of bus welcome. Oh, this is what will happen. I'm sorry, no, that's not going to happen. That's just not that. I think that's ridiculous to think that thousands of fans are going to turn up and welcome a bus during a pandemic.
Yeah,
that's just ridiculous.
It's not like it was a shock or a sudden. You've had a month and a half, 2 months to prepare for this eventuality. So why would you do anything different? Yeah, it's beyond me. Let us know your thoughts in the comments on any of the topics that we covered so far. Tom will collect them. If you're watching it on Facebook, get your comment in on YouTube and he'll get it from there. Something that's slightly better and probably will kind of deter people from going out to stadiums, stuff like that, Georgia, is all 92 remaining Premier League matches to be broadcast live in the UK on Sky Sports, BT Sport, BBC and Amazon. Staggered kickoff times, Friday 8 o'clock, Saturday half 12, 3 o'clock, half 5, 8 o'clock, Sunday 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, half 4, 7 o'clock and Monday 8 o'clock, midweek games, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. It's just you don't need to leave your house. Why would you leave your sofa?
Yeah, I think when the kind of schedule was announced, I think it is something that will cheer a lot of people up, is the fact that you can... We saw when the Bundesliga was on and people had the full day of watching Bundesliga and it got a little bit boring because, again, we said it's not the teams that you support on, but to be sitting there watching Premier League for kind of 2 days on the bounce for a full day is just something that will kind of brighten a few people's days.
Yeah, and I think the BBC have got four fixtures and I think we just go on to the next article, Sky Sports... are going to do some games free to air. Sky Sports through 64 live Premier League games, with 25 free to air. You know, there's some questions over this, George. Obviously, I don't think Sky, who charge people, you know, extortionate price to watch the football, I don't think the likes of, you know, some of the bigger games are going to be on there. Although the Merseyside Derby is one of those that's going to be included on the free-to-air games. But I think, you know, ones that are going to be free are going to be like your Burnley, Norwich, or, you know, no disrespect to those teams. But, you know, it's not the ones that you kind of look out for, what they class as a Super Sunday. And same, probably the same for the BBC. But, you know, it's all about having people having access to these games. And I think it's an important step, what we spoke about before, people not going out to games or stadiums. People can't go to pubs and go and do stuff. But, you know, if it's free-to-air, you know, encourage people to stay in their own homes, or, you know, whatever the rules may change by the time the football starts. Of, you know, you might be able to socially distance to go around to someone's house and watch stuff. It's all encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's more coming from a public interest stance, as the fact is, if you're starting to charge ridiculous amounts for people to watch games that are already kind of being dragged out some past the time that they should be, you're then encouraging people to find other means to watch them games, and whether that's, you know, streams or things like that, or it's...
What do you mean, Georgia?
I've never heard of them. Or it's people congregating because one person has Sky and everyone goes there, or pubs kind of reopen in a kind of shoddy way. And I think just giving some free to it, and like you said, it's not going to be, you know, every massive game, but it's some, and it'll hopefully just kind of reiterate the fact of, you know, following guidelines and keeping safe.
Yeah, hopefully so. Just finally, before we get to some of your comments, Liverpool are among the clubs that argue against paying £330 million rebate to broadcasters. Broadcasters argue closed-door games devalue the product the Premier League clubs will meet on Thursday, which was obviously yesterday. Which is obviously a lot of money, as we discussed. Negotiations, Sky's the prime broadcaster with the rights to show 128 live matches, followed by BT Sport with 52 and Amazon with 20. Because of the rights terms, 50% of the money is divided equally, with 25% awarded for live appearances and 25% dependent on league finishing position. There's the danger in this, George, of, I understand where the broadcasters are coming from, because the right isn't the product that they bought and the product they can promote, but at the same time, they cannot then charge people for that product. So, you know, the people that have Sky and BT and, you know, choose to do the right thing and this stream thing that you're suggesting, that I'm not really sure what you're on about with, you know, doing it that way. You know, if I was paying for Sky or BT, I don't want to pay full whack, because that's not the product that I pay for. As repercussion, if that does happen, then those broadcasters are probably within their rights to ask for that money back, I suspect, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's the same sort of conversation we've been having over transfers and things like that, and the idea of these businesses, and kind of speaking about anything to do with money during this time seems wrong. And it kind of just, you know, you put it into perspective of people losing jobs and things like that, and you're suddenly asking for £330 million from these clubs. It seems wrong, but then, like,
a lot of clubs might have spent that money already, is the problem.
And that's the other thing, is these clubs are businesses as well. But like you said, you've it's like if you bought a product and it's not the product that you wanted, and you send it back, you ask for a refund and things like that. But at the same time, if the company that you've bought it from is going bankrupt, like you kind of have a bit of leeway with it, and you just kind of accept it. So I think it's a bigger picture of what we've been talking about kind of how okay and moral is it to be talking about money, especially in these sorts of numbers during this time.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Let's get to some comments anyway. Helen Raybould said, "Hi everyone, it's my birthday. Happy birthday, Helen." A super chat from Stephen Somerville says, "We're now going to lift that Premier League title after 30 years. Hopefully Arsenal can do something against City and we can win the Prem against Everton." I mean, that would be delightful, but I don't have much faith in Arsenal at this point. And it's going to be interesting, George. You know, it's not out of the realms of possibility that Arsenal can beat Man City anyway. But it'll also be interesting to see how people, you know, we obviously keep a close eye on Liverpool and what they're doing and their training, how they develop. We had a discussion about Mo Salah's fitness and his cheese grater abs before we started recording. But at what position are other clubs going to be in, and their fitness regime is going to be interesting, and, you know, how players react, how they're going to take, you know, you've seen from the Bundesliga, some teams haven't reacted. I think Schalke was one of them. You know, pretty much lost every game because they're just not prepared to go into it. It could be the case, might be the case of Liverpool.
Yeah, there's a big picture, definitely, because I think there's a recent kind of report that was announced either yesterday or today. It was to do with kind of injury rates and fitness, and the level of sprints and the distance covered in the Bundesliga has dropped massively compared to where it was with injury rate increasing. And obviously that's because there's been that down period, and some clubs haven't taken the fitness as seriously as others and thought that they could come back. And I think when you see Klopp talking on the social media and things like that, it's very much saying, you know, these lads could run a marathon. They seem super fit. So it's not too concerning. The only thing is form and things like that. You know, you may just get some clubs come out of nowhere that are really in top form. And like I said, it is strange. I think it's almost like the season starting again. So you don't know where anybody's going to be pitching in. I think... it would be great though for us to win against Everton.
Ah, imagine the fume. Rob Lee says, yes, it's coming back. Footy, and more footy. Going to be great to see our boys win the Premier League trophy on a hot, sunny June day with a San Miguel, other products available. Champagne at the ready, up the Reds. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Johnny Walker says, I miss Chris Pajak's starting 11 show the most. One of probably the most exciting things of, like, you know, I said it was a sense of relief, but obviously our content is going to go back up. So you've got starting line prediction, uncensored match build-ups, the final word show, the man of the match podcast, like literally everything that we used to do will be back in some sort of form. We still yet to work out how we're going to do that, but it will be back. On neutral venues, Rob D says games at neutral venue isn't what we would normally want, but this is exceptional circumstances, so it's cool with me to play anywhere as long as we get that title. I agree with that, George. You know, as I said before, as long as the title's done, I'm fine. And ultimately, you know, it's down to the safety of people. And, you know, as much as we say people won't do it, like whatever club, there will be a small handful of idiots that will spoil it. So if the police deem it not fit to do so, like, who are we to argue, really? Ellie Anthony Gemmell says, what we win the Premier League versus Everton and Old Trafford. Ah, wouldn't that be nice?
The history books, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't have to televise that. Just put it on a repeat stream for the rest of my life. It'd be fine. And Joe Exotic, not the Joe Exotic, or maybe it is. So listen, mate, I'm 41, 30 years I've waited. They can play on Stanley Park if they want, as long as Hendo gets that trophy. I don't care. That's probably a sentiment, I think, that, you know, everyone agrees with. You know, we talked about, you know, playing it on the moon. But, you know, with two games, potentially one game away or more, I'll win that Premier League title. Playing 30 years old, never won it in my lifetime. Just get it done. And like you said, asterisk or no asterisk, like, I couldn't care.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, there will always be a handful of idiots, and it's the same in general society. It's not just football. But I think Liverpool fans, the general consensus is we've waited this long. That's why the break didn't really annoy that many people, was we've waited this long. What's another 2-3 months? Like, as long as you get it done, we've been waiting long enough. So the same sort of sentiment of, it's not how we wanted it, but it's exceptional circumstances and we don't really care as long as it gets done.
No, we'll be happy. So yeah, good day yesterday. Hopefully I'll have more news in the coming weeks of like when the fixtures will be, when the pool will play. And as I said, all our content will ramp back up. We'll leave it there. Georgia, thank you very much. Thank you at home for watching or listening. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the sun. Stay safe. And we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.